the holiday cottage. The rain beats against the window behind the bed, on which he is lying naked on his back. His arms are stretched out on either side, his wrists tied tightly with two nylon stockings to the iron bedposts at the top of the bed. His legs are open, stretched out, each ankle tied to the bedposts at the bottom of the bed. His mouth is gagged with a piece of cloth. She is standing on the far side of the bedroom, smiling. She stubs out her cigarette in the ashtray on the bedside table, removes her shoes, stockings and pants, and climbs onto the bed. She kneels astride, facing him. She unfastens her belt and unbuttons her dress, then slowly pulls it over her head. She unhooks her bra and drops it onto the floor beside the bed. She unbraids her long hair and trails it across his body and face. Sweat breaks out on his forehead as he writhes helplessly. His eyes shut tight. His teeth bite into the gag. His fingernails dig into his palms. Spasms run through him from head to foot. He thrashes from side to side, then slowly subsides. She straightens up and smiles. His breathing returns to normal. His eyes begin to close. When he awakes, she is no longer in the room. The rain has stopped. A breeze stirs the curtains. The sun shines through the window onto his face. The sweat has dried on his body. He shivers. His movements have tightened the knots in the stockings which secure his hands and feet. He flexes his fingers and toes and shifts position as best he can to ease the numbness in his limbs. He listens carefully. There is no sound. Outside the window, the sky is blue. A seagull sits on the window ledge watching him. The sun begins to set. The sky through the window is red. The wind has dropped. He can hear the sound of the waves breaking against the foot of the cliffs below the cottage, and the raucous calls of the rooks coming home to roost. In the distance, the cries of the curlews in the estuary. The light begins to fade. A moth settles on his face. A spider spins a web between the bedpost and the wall. It becomes dark.
a blade of grass, just another pale of hay on the horse's paws. Just another field to plow, just a grain of wheat, just a sack of seed to sow, and the children just another life to live, just a word to say, just another love to give, and a diamond. Oh,
Sterreplaten extra.
Weird music isn't weird anymore. It's just music that exists.
Goedenavond en welkom bij Sterreplaten. We gaan vandaag beginnen met een samenwerking tussen Matt Sweeney langs de ene kant en Bonnie Prince Billy langs de andere. Ze hebben 16 jaar geleden alles samengewerkt. Toen bracht ze een album uit, Superwolf. Alom bejubeld toen. En nu hebben ze er een nieuwe uit. Heeft dus wel behoorlijk lang geduurd. Nu is het Super Wolves, komt uit op Domino. En ja, het mooiste aan heel het album is eigenlijk die subtiele samenwerking, samenspel tussen Bonnie Prince Billy, die zingt, en langs de andere kant de gitaar van Matt Sweeney. We draaien My Blue Suit. Goedenavond.
You look better in my blue suit than I do. Happily I throw my hands up, fully I surrender here. You can have my every footstep and claim them, own them free and clear. As long as you will hold your head up, make a sturdy step and walk it. Roll me in a little ball and shove me fully in your pocket. You look better in my blue suit than I do. I will whisper in your ear, and no one ever has to know. Fully I support you here, and I will love you as you go, as you go. You look better in my blue suit than I. Now you're shaking, now exploding. Make yours and mine united fight. We combine then all our efforts, emanating bursts of light. We go off and sing together. I am naked, you're in blue. You really wear my blue suit better. You wear it smarter than I do, than I do. You look better in my blue suit than I do. You look better in my blue suit than I do.
A blue suit from Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. Nieuwe album heet Superwolves. Nieuwe Dandans, die kwam eind april uit op Unday. Zink heette het, alweer eigenlijk een blik instrumentale Ratatouille. Invloeden van over heel de wereld, heel de tijd. Bij Anemone van Dans Dans.
Thank you.
Van op het album Zink Angie, dat is een Mongoolse zangeres. En haar tweede album heet Urzgal, komt uit Squama Records. Ja, het album is een mix van etnische geluiden en jazz, eigenlijk vooral van het tweede. We draaien Zafkan van Angie.
Thank you.
Zafkan van Angie, van op het album Oersgal. Dan een boxset van Julius Hemphill, Amerikaanse jazzmuzikant, in 1995 helaas overleden. En alle muziek uit deze boxset, gepuurd uit het archief van de Fales Library of the New York University. Julius Hemphill speelde vooral saxofoon en fluit, met natuurlijk ook de nadruk op improvisatie. We draaien Rhapsody van Julius Hemphill. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!
Rhapsody van Julius Hempel van op The Boye Multinational Crusade for Harmony. En die verzamelbox die komt uit op New World Records. Nog meer jazz, free jazz, periode van 2003-2004 opgenomen. Dan heb ik het over het album The Little Bird van Vernacular. Dan zitten we ook in Cleveland. In de groep zelf zitten drie muzikanten. R.A. Washington die speelt trompet. Je hebt ook Chris Kalksar op drum en gitaar. En ook Lawrence Daniel Castle die speelt bas. En hij zingt eigenlijk ook. Album komt uit op Astral Spirits. Dat label gaat later nog in de uitzending nog eens terugkomen. Bij Memphis van Vernacular. Memphis van Vernacular van op het album The Little Bird. Tashi Dordi die blijft maar leuke dingen uitbrengen op zijn Bandcamp pagina. Nu is hij er weer met een samenwerking tussen hem, Ian McComb en ook Frank Meadows. Eigenlijk allemaal gepuurd uit een opname. Een enkele take, helemaal geïmproviseerd. Wij kozen We Are Dancing van Tashi Dordi, Ian Malcolm en Frank Meadows.